Hello guys, today I will be talking about transitions. Transitions are always hard to make, but we all have to go through it at one point. Changing from middle school to high school is one of the hardest things, not just for you but for everybody else around you too. Going to high school is hard. You have to make new friends, you have to get used to it. Most of all, it's a time when you find out who you really are. My name is Eric Loff. And I will be interviewing a bunch of SLA kids about their transitions from their neighborhood middle school to SLA.
My name is Roberto Abadowski and I'm in 10th grade. I live in Northeast Philly. I like it here. It's fun to be here. It's like around all my friends and stuff. Basically, like, it's fun. It's like we always do stuff. It's kind of safe, like you don't have to worry that much. Like if you do worry, it's like only when you like mess with people. So I don't do that. I went to Thomas Creighton Elementary School. It was like really easy. Like we would barely have homework, or when we would just do it in class, or like not do it. Like the teachers wouldn't care. We could like cut and stuff, and like the school was like extra old. Nobody cared about it. Like there would always be like fights and stuff. Like people would bring guns to school and drugs and stuff. But like it's kind of safe because like if you don't like mess with somebody, they don't mess with you. And plus, like you always have like your friends to back you up with stuff. I wasn't really gonna come to SLA. I wanted to go to Carver, but then my mom told me it's like better for my future if I go to SLA. And plus, like I heard about like they had the laptop program. I was like, oh, that's cool. And like you do more hands-on learning, so you're not bored in school. At SLA, it's like more safer because like the teachers kind of care more. Like people like still bring drugs to school. I don't know about guns, but like there's no fights here either, or like none that I hear of. When I first came to SLA, I hung around more white kids because like I wanted to see what they were like. But then like because where I live, there's not really that many. Well, there's not any. But then I got like my real friends now, and like they're more fun and stuff. So that they help me like transition. Like it's more work now. I don't have that much free time as you used to have. The biggest challenge would be like I think it was like the work. Cause I'm like used to like not doing any work, and then you like transition into like doing work all the time. You just like, and especially now like in 10th grade, you don't get a break. So like when I try to do things I want to do, I don't have that much time to do it. I want a good grade. I like really care about my grade, so I like do all my work. Well, I'm thinking like, cause the teachers say their classes are like college prep. So I'm thinking that since I'm in 10th grade and it's like this hard, I'm thinking it's gonna be like harder in 12th grade and then when I go to the college, it's probably like gonna be the same as 12th grade or like maybe a little harder. Maybe high school is a good college prep. But like I never like went to college, so I wouldn't know. I thought that before I went to SLA, because it was like a special admin school. I thought like I wasn't really gonna be that like smart. Everybody's there's gonna be like genius and stuff. I'm just gonna be like that one kid that like doesn't know anything. Like then when I came here, I'm like, oh snap, everybody's like just like me and stuff. Yeah, like the work. Like, you'll come home and, like, you just do homework until 11 or, like, 12. And, like, you just barely have any sleep for the next day. Like you go to sleep with your eyes all red and, like, you wake up the same way. And you're looking at the computer all day, too. I still feel the same. In ninth grade, I'll, like, stress about it a lot. But, like, now that I'm used to it, like, I just don't care about it anymore. Like, I just finish it. Last year, I would procrastinate a lot. So I was like, that would always be my goal to like stop going on Facebook or something. Or like, so like I tried to get like this app called Self Control. So like I set it to 15 minutes so I don't go on like Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr for like 15 minutes. And like when I did that, I actually started doing my work, but I was like really bored. Like I didn't feel social at all because it's boring. You have nobody there. You just like I'm in my room doing my homework. Like all you have is your computer. So I go on like iChat a lot. And that's like another Facebook for me, cause like, one, like you're just waiting for somebody to respond, and they take forever. So it takes a lot of your time. So it's like the same thing as last year.
That was Roberta Abizowski, former sophomore student from SLA. The next person I will be interviewing is also a sophomore, but from a different part of Philadelphia. So he had grown up differently.
I'm in 10th grade and my name is Aiden Rios. I was born and I was raised in North Philadelphia, and how I feel about it is that since I lived there for so many years, I finally got like used to it. Like, I used to think that it was like a bad place because, you know, people like tagging up walls and like the environment is like disgusting. There's like bags of Cheetos and like hugs thrown all over the place, and there's always someone being shot, and it was a really bad place, but now like I got used to it, so I really don't care. I went to William H. Hunter in York and Dauphin. Well, life was like, every day was like a fight in the cafeteria. Like, me and my friends, we used to eat like chicken nuggets, and right when you turn around, there was a fight. There's a lot of Spanish speakers, so you know, I felt like I was at home, because like it was transitioning from English and Spanish like constantly, so it was kind of cool. But the only bad thing was, like, there was always a fight. There was never a teacher there to teach us. So that's why I'm a little dumb right now. So, like, basically every day was just a free period. Well, in all honesty, first I really wanted to go to Edison, because, like, mostly all my friends are going there. But my principal recommended me that I went to Science Leadership Academy. But at first I turned her down because I didn't want to. All my friends and this girl I liked was going to go to Edison. But then she forced me to go to the interview. So I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go to the interview. So when I went there, I was like, whoa, this is a pretty cool school. I guess I'll go here. And if I don't like it, I'll transfer. And in time, I kind of like grew to like science leadership. So I just decided to stay there. Well, when I was in the beginning, like, I thought I was expecting for there to be a fight or for like some Spanish speakers to be around so I can get to know them. But it, like, there wasn't no Spanish speakers, and like, the school was really clean and really like on its chill mode, and I was like, whoa, like, there's a place like this, that's cool. And I kind of got used to it because now it's in the city, and you know, people are like real chill, and there's like no fighting, like there is no fighting. So I got used to it. It's pretty cool. Being like one, like being like the only Puerto Rican except like three others. And like the challenge is that like being able to like talk about your problems instead of like always having your guard up and always like being ready, like to actually, like, if someone looks at you wrong, you instantly would think that they want to fight, but having to just like ask them what's their problem was like a little bit of a challenge for me, instead of like jumping to conclusions and sock and I'm hitting them. Oh yeah, mostly all the time, like when I got arrested by Officer Baird for like starting a fight over an iPod cord. For starting a fight with this kid named Matt Ferry, instead of like talking about it, I just jumped right to wanting to fight him, and like mostly all the time, yeah. But like I just get over it. Well, not at SLA, because like, since I don't really do my work, I don't really have to stress myself over it, so no, not really. When I lost my money, I felt like killing myself because that was a lot of money. When my bike got stolen, I was really mad there. It was just little things, not nothing so seriously like, oh, I'm about to cut my wrist. Like, I ain't into none of that emo stuff. But just over dumb stuff, like I got my bike stolen, I was really mad and I wanted to, yeah. But that's it. I didn't care anymore. Like, it was a ghetto bike, and it had like seven different colors on it.
And that was Aiden Rios, another sophomore student from SLA. And the boundary he had crossed was trying to keep his cool during school, unlike in middle school where he just went crazy on anyone that looks at him.
The grade I'm in 10th grade, my name is Zaki Jones. Well, I live in South Philly and I like it sometimes. Depends what's happening, because I see sometimes the community can come together, because I see when kids be fighting and all that other crap, and I kind of like it, but then I don't, because it just fools. people who do dumb stuff. I attended a school called AF Brady, and it was a good school, I guess. Well, life there was kind of not so good because the kids were out of control and the teachers kind of really didn't do anything and they just sort of let that happen. So kind of hard to learn anything in that school period. It was just a lot of hard and stress work, but I managed to pull through. Well, to tell you the truth, the only reason why I came to SLA because in middle school, our teacher, Ms. Bronca, gave out these things of like all the schools around Philly, like all the high schools. And when I was looking at it, I saw SLA, and it like showed like the most detention rates and all that, and all the other schools had like a lot of detention rates. Like it was like a bar graph, and SLA that had the littlest, like out of all of them, I noticed that it had the littlest. And then we had these books, and then I read up one, and I looked it up online, and they said it was a good school, and I found out I only had to take one bus down there to get it. I said, why not go to that school? When I first like went there, I saw people who were almost like, I always thought I was weird. Like I know I was weird, but when I saw that, I saw people weirder than me. So I didn't really have to adapt to any, like the only thing I had to adapt to was like sort of doing things that I normally wouldn't do, like checking my work on the computer and all that. I kind of wasn't used to it, but after like a month, I think I got used to it. Actually, I don't think there really was that much of a big transaction. It was just, no, actually I kind of had to switch my personality a little bit because when I was in like middle school, I had like trouble problems. So I would get in trouble a lot in middle school and sometimes I got suspended a couple times. So I had to like keep my behavior under control and it was hard. The teachers, cause like most high schools that my sisters and family been through, like the teachers, I heard, like, it wasn't like middle school, nothing like middle school. Like, they wouldn't chase you for your work. If you missed something, you would have to do it on your own. You have to find time to do it, staying after school and all that. I wasn't really used to none of that. So, I would have to say, yeah, the teachers. Nope, not really. SLA is full of weirdos, and I'm a weirdo. With the work, some of the work, like, I didn't feel like doing, and of like, I wasn't used to writing like 2-page or 3-page things because in the middle school I went to, we never did that. We would practice it. So when we had to write stuff like that, I felt like it was impossible and I thought I couldn't do it. But I eventually did it. It was more of my mom just getting on me about doing it and people telling me to do it and me not wanting to fail. So it was my motivation not to fail. Well, I think college is going to be actually, people say I'm crazy, but I think college is going to be easier than high school. Because in high school, like when we're in high school now, I'm most likely going to be living by myself when I get to college. So I live with my parents now, so it's hard. I have to obey by the rules because when the way I do things, I do it a little bit differently. So if I was to live by myself while I go to college, which I plan on doing, I think it'd be a lot easier because waking up in the morning, the reason why I'm always late for high school is because I have like 6 family members. But when I live by myself while I'm going to college, getting there, I'll never be late, never have a problem, never doing my work. So for me personally, I think it's just going to be easier.
Well, that is it, guys. As you can see, we all had a wild middle school life. And coming to high school, we knew we had to make a change. Making that one change wasn't easy at all. You could have changed your personality or just your looks. New school, new life. Going to a new school with many different people is basically like going to a new family. The people you see around you are the people you are going to see for a couple of years. How did you face the transition of middle school to high school? I ain't gonna say a thing. Don't just the time of your life. Time of your life. Let go. Go, 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 go.